Hello and welcome back for another one. It's Ryan tuning in, and I got a fantastic one for you guys today. It is, there is no difference between you and an Olympic gold medalist. There may be some differences, like they have an Olympic gold medal, but there are no differences, and I'm going to go into it, okay? So, imagine them both doing one of the stand tall challenges, okay? They're both doing the stand tall challenge, and they're both motivated. They want to see results. They want to see change in their life. They want to see change in their energy. They want to see changes in their body. Who doesn't, right? And so you guys are super motivated, all right? Now, imagine I put a chocolate bar on the counter, on your kitchen counter. So you walk by it every single day, both of you guys, right? You guys walk by it both every single day, okay? And you say, no, I don't want it, because you have a lot of motivation. You have a lot of determination to finish this challenge. You have a lot of determination to look better, okay? And you walk by it every single day, okay? But there's that one day where you have a low day. You don't feel good. You know, you didn't get good sleep. You're just not feeling on point. And on that low day, maybe it's 2 weeks away from when you started the challenge, 2 months, 2 years, whenever. On that low day, you walk by that chocolate bar and you eat it. And so does the Olympic athlete. Okay? You guys both have highs and lows, both of you. But what the Olympic athlete knows that you don't is that you need to remove temptation from your life. Okay. Now, what does that mean? That Olympic athlete would have never let that in his house because he knows he's going to have a low day. He knows he's going to have some problems. He knows. And why is he going to put himself in a position that's going to make it easier for him to cheat and slip up? And we do that every single day as everyday people. We buy shitty foods and we bring them home, right? We go out with friends that we know we're going to eat, we're going to overeat with and indulge, right? We know we're going to do those things. So then why do we do it, right? Temptation is at your doorstep in every single area of your life. Marriage, work, food, everything. The grass is always greener. So my parting message will be, remove temptation from your life. Simple. I've had times where I'm always super ravenous after naps. Like, I'm a napper. I love to nap. Okay. Don't judge me. And so I'm like super ravenous after naps. Like, I will eat everything and anything. And so the way I have my house designed, sorry, I got a tickle in my throat. The way I have my house designed is when I wake up from my nap and I look in the kitchen, there's nothing really for me to cheat on or have. Because if there was, I would have ate it, right? And so I purposely remove temptation because that is a short feeling. That is not a long feeling, in the sense of short feelings are instant gratification, right? We all suffer from it. Not millennials, not just Gen Y, not just Gen whatever. Everybody suffers from it. Remove it from your house. You don't have temptation. Okay. And so you can stay focused on the tasks at hand. When you lose weight, you start to figure out the person who you really are because you have more energy. And when you have more energy, you start to do things that you used to love to do. Let's say painting, playing an instrument, working out, working on cars. You start to fall in love with life again, right? When we tend to get old, it's not only our body that gets old, it's our mind, right? You can stop yourself from aging mentally. So that is what I'm leaving you with. You're no different than an Olympic athlete. Just remove temptation from your life. I'm standing tall, gentlemen. I wanted to let you know that we do have an amazing Facebook community linked below where you can join and where we can continue the conversation further, right? We have amazing coaches there that can help you with any questions you have. Guys, I will see you in the next one. Remember, you're no different than an Olympic athlete.